There are about 1.5 million veterans in Florida, and Governor Rick Scott says in signing the so-called GI Bill, his hope is to make Florida a better place to live for even more veterans.
I remember when I got out of the Navy back in the early 70s, it was not the great time to get out of the service in this country. Our veterans were not respected, and it was a tough time. We're going to make sure not only is this the most military-friendly state for active duty members, but also for all the veterans.
And head of the Florida National Guard, Major General Emmett Titshaw, says he applauds the governor and the legislature's efforts.
It's always a great day when you can thank and honor veterans, but in my 44-year career with the Florida National Guard, I have never seen such support from our elected leadership on legislative initiatives that will help service members, guardsmen, and veterans across our state, and we're very, very grateful.
Among several provisions, the measure offers a tuition break to honorably discharged veterans, regardless of when they move to the state. It's estimated to cost about $12 million. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.